Yesterday, we heard of a man who did not come close to the temple. He stayed away, and yet, with his face to the ground, he cried out to God, and God heard him. Tonight, we will read of another man who also had to recognize that he was a sinner, and yet he turned to the only one who could save him. Let's read Luke 19, verse 1. Luke 19, verse 1. Luke 19, verse 1 says, "Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was short of stature." He was of short stature. "So he ran and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house.' So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, 'He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner.' Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, 'Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold.' And Jesus said to him, 'Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Now we'll turn over to the book of John, the next book in the Bible. After Luke comes John. John chapter 1. Verse 12, or we could start with verse 11. "He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right," or the power, "to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." And now Romans 5 and verse 8. After John comes Acts and then Romans. Romans 5. It's a letter written to the Christians in Rome. It says, verse 8, Romans 5 and 8. "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." May the Lord bless his word. We read of this man, Zacchaeus. He was a rich man. He was a tax collector. Everyone that knew Zacchaeus, there were those who were his friends because they worked in the same office as him. But to the rest, he was a robber. He was one that they all considered a sinner. And my friend, tonight, maybe you're thinking, well, that's not me. I'm a very honest person. I never sin against my neighbor. But this man, Zacchaeus, he had in his heart a desire to know the Savior. He wanted to see who Jesus was. And one day he heard Jesus is coming to Jericho. And you know, tonight the Lord Jesus wants you to know there is a Savior. He is the Savior of the world. But it's not a salvation that can be obtained after death, as we have been hearing. It is a salvation obtained now, in this life. The Lord Jesus was passing through Jericho. This man Zacchaeus wanted to see him. But when he came to where Jesus was, there was too many people. And instead of saying, well, tomorrow will be just the same as today, he ran. He found a tree. He climbed the tree and waited for Jesus to pass that way. And my friend, if you want to be saved, want to know your sins forgiven, you can't keep putting it off for another night. We read Jesus was passing through Jericho. That was Zacchaeus' last chance to see him. And he took advantage of it. He climbed the tree. But we read that when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. Make haste. And my friend, it's not a matter of being able to wait another day until I understand God's word better. Wait until I feel like being saved. My friend, it's not up to your timing. It's God's timing. And tonight, God is offering salvation to all who will receive it. This man, Zacchaeus, was up in the tree. He could have said, well, I saw him, that's enough. No. He came down in haste and received him joyfully. And we have read a verse in John of how the Lord Jesus came to his own, yet his own received him not. Those that he had come for said, no, we will not have this man. And yet he is still wanting to save those who are lost. And he said, as many as receive him. And that's what Zacchaeus did, right? He received him. But where did he receive him? He had to come down. And my friend, tonight, if in your heart you feel, well, I'm a little better than that tax collector, I treat my neighbors fairly, I do good in this life. We're reading last night of one man who thought he was very good, but when he prayed, God didn't hear his prayer because he was only praying with himself. But this man Zacchaeus understood, I'm a sinner. And we don't know how, but he slid down very fast before the Lord, humbled himself, and received him. And what happens to those who receive Jesus? It says in the verse in John, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. When we receive the Lord Jesus as our Savior, he makes us sons of God. We are not sons of God by birth. We are creatures of God, creatures that have turned away from God. But he wants us to be his sons, and as sons, to dwell with him in his home forever. But we read of those that were around complained that he had gone in to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. And it's true, Zacchaeus was a sinner. But we read of the change that came to his heart when he received Jesus. When he received the Lord Jesus, he had no more place to continue doing the bad things he had done. He said he would return all the money he had gotten unjustly, that he would repay four times as much to those he had treated with fraud. And my friend, if you think that you can improve your life in order to receive the Lord Jesus, just think of what Zacchaeus did. He received him, and then he had the power right? That he could give back what he had taken by fraud. And what did the Lord Jesus say? He said, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Lord Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. And we read in Romans 5 and verse 8, God shows his love or demonstrates his love toward us. How? In that while we were yet sinners. My friend, each one of us, we may make excuses before man, but we know before the holy God of heaven, we are sinners. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for our sins. Christ died for our sins. Isn't it amazing to you that the Son of the God of heaven, God's own Son, being the holy and the just, came from heaven to be born as a baby here on earth, despised and rejected by his own countrymen, wounded by Romans, nailed to a cross, forsaken of his God. Why? While he paid the price for you, because he wants to save you. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And my friend, we read in Romans 3 verse 23, for all have sinned. All have sinned. Not just a few. Not just the worst sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We can't reach God's glory on our own. But there is one way. Just remember what we read in John chapter 1. For as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of men. Sons of God. May you tonight receive him as Zacchaeus did and be saved, be one of those he came to seek and to save. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to thee in our Lord Jesus' name. We confess our sin to thee, knowing that we fail sometimes presenting the one who loved us so, but we thank you so much for all that he did on the cross, for his death. But we thank you that he didn't remain dead. He arose again. And at your right hand, he is mighty to save those who come to God through him. So we pray for our friends, each one tonight, that they will turn to the Savior as Zacchaeus did and receive him. We pray this in our Lord Jesus' name. Amen.